and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Did you know that British royals once had a personal zoo in the Tower of London? People shared that the Tower of London was home to a collection of exotic wild animals, including lions and polar bears gifted to British royalty from the 13th century until just before the reign of Queen Victoria. The Tower Zoo began in 1235 after King Henry III was presented with three lions by the Holy Roman Emperor Frederick II. Over time, the lions were joined by a polar bear in 1252 and an African elephant in 1255. The collection had been expanded by 1622 to include three eagles, two pumas, a tiger, and a jackal, as well as more lions and leopards. All in all, more than 60 species of animals made up the menagerie over the centuries, even a kangaroo. However, concerns over the animal welfare eventually led to the menagerie's closure in 1835, with many of the wildlife sold to zoos or travelling circuses. The London Zoo, now located in Regent's Park, was founded by the original 150 animals moved from the Tower Menagerie, and in 2010, life-sized galvanized wire sculptures by artist Kendra Haste were commissioned to commemorate a few of the animals that once roamed the Tower Greens. And did you know Her Majesty invented the Dorgi? As the story goes, per people, the Dorgi hybrid was created when Princess Margaret's Dachshund Pipkin got a moment alone with one of the Queen's corgis. The royals love the squat little fur balls so much they continue to breed them and have had a veritable pooch parade over the years with names including Cider, Rum, Berry, Candy, Brandy, Chipper, Harris, Pickles, Piper, Tinker, and Falcon. As monarch, the Queen is the patron of the Dogs Trust Dog Welfare Organisation in the UK, and she has passed down that love of animals to her children and grandchildren. And while Prince Harry and Meghan Markle don't personally own any of the Queen's beloved corgis, hey, we had to mention them, the Queen's pack famously adored the soon-to-be Duchess of Sussex when she was first introduced to the monarch. The corgis took to her straight away, Harry revealed during the couple's engagement interviews in 2018. I've spent the last 33 years being barked at. Meghan walks in. Absolutely nothing. Added Meghan, they were laying on my feet during tea. Harry confirmed, just wagging tails, and I was just like, urgh. Palace Intrigue will be right back. School pal Gemma Williamson told the Daily Mail, apparently Kate had been bullied very badly and she certainly looked thin and pale. She had very little confidence. The turnaround, though, is said to have come when Kate returned from the summer break aged 16. Gemma revealed that after impressing school pals playing hockey and going cross-country running, the future Duchess became an absolute beauty, and every boy in the school fancied her rotten. Her former teacher, Denise Alford, also revealed that Kate was able to transform her look after losing one key thing, her childhood braces. Pippa was a tomboy, but Kate had lost her braces and looked stunning, she told the Mail. She was apparently top of the fit list, which boys would sometimes pin on the walls. She added, Kate's confidence grew. The Mirror reports that after Kate decided to attend St. Andrews University, her self-confidence famously won over Prince William when she wore a see-through dress at a fashion show. In 2002, the 19-year-old royal reportedly spent £200 for a front-row ticket for the charity fashion show his future wife featured in. Here he saw Kate walking the catwalk in a see-through lace dress, revealing her black underwear underneath. The Duchess is said to have made the transformation from William's friend to his love interest after he saw her in the fashion show and said, wow, Kate's hot. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.